Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump departs today for Israel. He'll address the Israeli parliament. He's also going to meet with hostage families as the release of hostages draws closer. The president's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, told the Tel Aviv rally Saturday,
"We're not going to celebrate tonight. We're going to celebrate on Monday when the phase one gets into conclusion."
And that's when the Israeli government has told families their hostage family members will begin to come back. Meanwhile, Gaza civil defense says more than 500,000 people have returned to Gaza since the ceasefire went into effect. It's day 12 of the U.S. government shutdown. More than 4,000 federal employees received layoff notices Friday, but some of the CDC were later told they had not been laid off, the CDC blaming a coding error. President Trump says he told Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth to use all available funds to ensure members of the military are paid. And Hollywood is mourning Diane Keaton after her death at 79. This is ABC News. The NTSB is investigating a Southern California helicopter crash that sent five people to hospitals.
The helicopter, part of Huntington Beach Cars and Copters event, scheduled today.
First, I was like, is this part of the show?
Eyewitnesses also telling ABC News they saw what looked like fuel leaking out of the helicopter as it fell. But luckily, it did not burst into flames. Now, officials working to figure out what went wrong.
It's ABC's Melissa Don. Monday's a holiday, but which holiday?
Banks and post offices will be closed. Stock markets open for Columbus Day, as 30 states still call it. Indigenous Peoples Day, as it's known now in three states, New Mexico, Maine, and Vermont. Marking both holidays are Nebraska, Pennsylvania, and Rhode Island. It is not a paid holiday in most places. Only 20 states give paid time off. A bill before the Congress to formally replace Columbus Day at the federal level has yet to advance.
It's ABC's Wayne Cabot. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Your forecast for today, calling for highs to be in the lower 70s, southeast winds 10 to 15, mostly cloudy, and a chance for some light rain in the afternoon. By tonight, though, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers, lows in the mid-50s, southeast winds 7 to 12. Monday, highs of 72 again, cloudy, rain possible in the morning, becoming sunny in the afternoon. And Tuesday, increasing clouds, a chance of rain in the evening, highs of 63. Winds are out of the southwest at 2, and it's 48 degrees.
100.9 WRCO.
She's gonna come on strong, like she'll love you all night long, like it's going out of style. Then she'll leave you with a smile. You're gonna give her all your heart, then she'll tear you. More than worth it. like she'll love you all night long, like it's going out of style. Then she'll leave you with a smile. Oh, she's gonna love you. She's gonna leave you with a smile. Oh, she's gonna love you. She's gonna leave you with a smile.
Jelly Roll, I Am Not Okay, here on WRCO, and for Badger football fans, I hope you're okay. Yeah, it was not a great one yesterday. 37-0 losing to Iowa. Yikes. But good news for at least fans in the state of Wisconsin. The Brewers move on after their win yesterday over the Cubs. So good to see, as they don't have much downtime, already back in action tomorrow night as they take on the Dodgers. Hopefully, they can get the win. It'd be great to see them continue their season. It's going to be tough, but, you know, they did pretty well during the regular season against the Dodgers. Also, tonight, the Packers back in action, and they get to return home to host Cincinnati. Their two games, the last two on the road, haven't been great. They did drop that game, close one to Cleveland at the very end, and then the tie in their last game against Dallas. But They only do have one loss on the season. Yes, they have a tie also, but you know, they return home to the home field advantage, hopefully, and after some time off to heal. Hopefully we'll be seeing those strong Packers we saw in the first two games of the season. That'll be a 3:25 kickoff time today, 1 o'clock pregame, right here on WRCO FM 100.9.
Bobby had everything he thought he'd ever need. A fancy new car and a master's degree. Still he's feeling lost with no purpose in life. And nothing seems to fill the empty space inside. He sees an ad on late night TV. Says change a kid's life with just a couple hours a week. Normally he'd keep clicking, just surfing around. But something makes him stop and write that number down. Oh, it's amazing how love changes everything. Just to keep the faith. But ever since he left, it's hard to find the strength. She wipes a tear from her eye as she puts the groceries on the shelf. Cause after dinner, baths, and homework, there's no time for herself. Two jobs, two kids, too tired to fight. No money, no romance, no end in sight. Just when she thinks she can't go on, she sees a painting on the fridge that says, I love you. Love changes everything. Love changes everything. Oh yeah. Well, I know we got a problem.
I know we got a problem.
We've gotta figure out, baby. Yeah, I know we haven't been talking or touching much lately.
up Chevrolet. Said this truck eats boards for lunch, so I pulled up beside him in my new Mustang. I was just getting ready to say, boy, that truck's seen its last meal. Made my world spin round so fast, I thought it was gonna sling me off. Red mud on the fenders might have gave a clue as to where we'd been. No one knows just what went on, except the moon and me and him, yeah. Morning sun found a new Mustang abandoned in a Walmart parking lot. Held on the seats, it dumped on me away.
I love a day on the water with friends, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis sometimes holds me back. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy.
Teaching music is my passion, but my active psoriatic arthritis can limit me at times. Now I'm treating my joint symptoms with Skyrizi.
With Skyrizi, most people with plaque psoriasis saw 90% clearer skin at 4 months.
Or if you are an adult with active psoriatic arthritis, Skyrizi helps you move with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
There's nothing like clearer skin.
There's nothing like better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Planning a timber harvest isn't always simple. There are many factors to consider, and your trees are an important asset on land that deserves careful management. Since 1936, Meister Log & Lumber has helped landowners make smart, informed decisions about their timber. Their professional team will work with you to develop a clear vision for your timber assets. Call Meister Log & Lumber today at 608-524-4414. That's 608-524-4414, and let the experts help you plan your harvest the right way.
J&J Recycling and Salvage, located in Boscobel, appreciates your junk and looks forward to seeing your junk in the near future. They pay competitive pricing for scrap, car body, tin, copper, and appliances. They offer local pickup for vehicles, tubs for property cleanup, car and truck parts from the 40s through the 2000s. J&J offers e-waste and tire recycling. Call for pricing, 375-5353. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturday, 8 to 12. Joe and Jamie at J&J Recycling of Boscobel say, if it's here, it's for sale.
There's a place for you at Willow Valley United Methodist Church, just outside of Ithaca, Wisconsin. Worship begins every Sunday morning at 11 with thoughtful sermons, heartfelt music, and a church family that welcomes all with open arms. Come as you are and experience the joy of community, faith, and hope. Willow Valley United Methodist Church in Ithaca, rooted in love, growing in grace.
At Clary Memorial Funeral Home, every detail is handled with compassion and integrity. I'm Nicole Widener Ford, a licensed funeral director. Josh Clary and I share commitment to honoring every life with meaningful commemoration. Clary Memorial offers a variety of personalized service options to fit your needs and budget. With spacious facilities and a dedicated professional staff, in your time of need, trust Clary Memorial Funeral Home to guide you through. Call today for compassionate care.
When it comes to protecting your business, you deserve coverage that's thorough, reasonable, and backed by remarkable local service. At Julie Karen State Farm, we understand that every business is unique, so we offer a wide variety of policies to fit your needs. From small shops to family farms, contractors to offices, we're here to help safeguard what you've worked hard for. Business insurance with local service you can count on, because your success is our priority. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
For the great music for the weekend, 100.9 WRCO. Yeah, I'm a turner. I turn pages all the time. Don't like where I'm at. 34 is bad, so I just turned 35.
Miranda Lambert, Bluebird, here on WRCO. We're 53 degrees, temperatures warming up now. It'll be a nice, at least, day, I believe. Maybe this afternoon a little rain, but the Pleasant Ridge Church getting ready to host Monty Berger today. That'll be at 2. Also, the Richland Concert Association will host the Wingra Woodwind Quintet today at 2 at the Seventh-day Adventist Church. Cost to attend, $15 for adults and free for students.
How we end up here tonight, I don't know. But from where I stand, the bus and the band sure is hitting right. We're throwing it down on another round, but I feel that telephone ring. Said I won't be long, but I'll be home as soon as I finish this train. Out of respect, that's for a check, but I hear that long neck claim. And then my brother hands me another as soon as I finish. Oh no, what kind of hold on me? All I know, the damage is done. I ain't getting none. Brent's Walsh and repeat. We're throwing it down on another round.
Common sense. We need more people loving people. How about giving that a try? Need more meeting in the middle when we don't see eye to eye. We got different wrongs, different rights, different sides of the fence. The more I see, the more I believe the world needs more cold beer. Common sense. More cold beer. Common sense. Down to it, we all want the same thing, our own little slice of the pie, living that American dream. The good old days ain't over, just around the bend. If we could learn to solve our problems with cold beer and common sense. We need more people loving people. How about giving that a try? See eye to eye. We got different wrongs, different rights, different sides of the fence. The more I see, the more I believe the world needs more cold beer. Common sense. More cold beer. Common sense. More cold beer. Common sense.
I stumbled on a preacher Sunday morning, all decked out and made up for TV, asking for some money from God's people, talking all that high theology. Well, I might be just an old blue collar. There's things about the Lord that I don't know, but I bet he never had $1 million or wore a lot of stylish fancy clothes. 'Cause Jesus was a country boy walking down a dirt road with everything that he owned. He never met a stranger, born in a barn underneath the stars. His mama laid him in a manger, swimming in the river, fishing for his dinner, living with the sinners like me. Makes me think Jesus was a country boy. My daddy never cared much for religion, and my mama worried a lot about his soul. She'd hit her knees and pray for him on Sunday, while Daddy hit his favorite fishing hole. You see, Daddy was a rebel and a rambler, but I always knew he loved my mama so. I never doubted he'd make it to heaven, 'cause it ain't who you are, it's who you know. And Daddy knew that Jesus was a country boy walking down a dirt road with everything that he owned. He never met a stranger, born in a barn underneath the stars. His mama laid him in a manger, swimming in the river, fishing for his dinner, living with the sinners like me. Makes me think Jesus was a country boy. Oh yes, and I believe that Jesus was a country boy.
Thank you.
and caught herself a somewhere wind. I haven't heard a word and haven't seen her since. She disappeared quicker than this double shot of gin, 'cause everybody at the bar started asking,
how's your girl?
She ain't my girl.
Where's she been?
I ain't quite sure. Good question, no telling, but I'm betting she's probably in Texas, Amarillo. All I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. If I'm guessing, I reckon she's probably in Texas. She's probably in Texas. She might be down in Georgia at her mama's for the week. Could be Carolina, California, something's telling me. Somewhere in the Lone Star State with all the rest. Yeah, that one king song knows best. She's probably in Texas, Amarillo. All I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. If I'm guessing, I reckon she's probably in Texas. Sure. Good question, no telling, but I'm betting she's probably in Texas, Amarillo. All I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. If I'm guessing, I reckon she's probably in Texas.
Back to God with Reba McEntire on WRCO. If you're looking for a little entertainment today, hey, what about dancing? Now, hear me out. Sunday Fun Day Dance is being held today from 1 to 3 at the Richland Center Community Center. During the event, it will feature circle dances, trios, mixers, and more. All dances are taught, no partner or experience necessary. Everyone's welcome, and it's free. Now, I noticed I didn't see the Hokey Pokey, but I imagine that could also be part of the more. I can't say for certain, but, you know, I think I do pretty well at that, you know, because I'm pretty good. I can put my left foot in, out, you know, I'm even at times been known to shake it all about. Just saying.
To me, they're all the same. I hug them and I squeeze them. They don't even know my name. They call me the Wanderer. Yeah, I'm the Wanderer. I roam around, 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 around. Well, Elvis Crow on my left and Mary on my right. Well, Janie is the girl that I'll be with tonight. Well, I must ask me which one I love the best. I tear off my shirt and show my rosy on my chest. Of iron, and I'm going nowhere. I'm the type of guy who likes to roam around. Well, I'm never in one place. I roam from town to town. And then I find myself a fallen for some girl. I'm not riding the car of mine and driving around the world. You know I'm the wanderer. Of iron, and I'm going nowhere. I'm the guy who likes to roam around. I'm never in one place. I roam from town to town, and then I find myself a fallen for some girl. I'm not riding in that car of mine and driving around the world. I'm the wanderer.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We understand the loss of a loved one is a complicated and very stressful time for surviving family members. We pride ourselves on making final arrangements convenient and stress-free. Our services and memorial facilities have been designed with your family's comfort and convenience in mind. We are equipped to meet all of your requests, allowing you time to connect with family and friends while celebrating and reflecting on your loved one's life. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service's dedicated funeral directors and staff are here for you.
Keep your operation running strong during harvest season with Meyer Oil and LP. Since 1956, families and farms have trusted locally owned Meyer Oil and LP for prompt, reliable, and friendly service. They deliver diesel, gasoline, and propane right to your home or farm, helping you stay fueled and on track. Call Meyer Oil and LP today at 524-3914. From everyone at Meyer Oil and LP, here's wishing farmers a safe and successful harvest.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day, and the trees on your property are one you shouldn't take for granted. Since 1936, Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber throughout southwest Wisconsin. Their professional forest management team can help you make the best decisions for you and your trees. Call the professionals at Meister Log and Lumber today at 608-524-4414. That's Meister Log and Lumber, serving Wisconsin's forests since 1936.
It takes an outstanding team to keep the House on the Rock Resort golf course and grounds in top shape year-round, and now you can be a part of it. They're looking for a full-time golf and grounds equipment maintenance and repair technician. If you enjoy troubleshooting and putting your mechanical skills to work, this is your chance to join a dedicated crew. Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit thehouseontherock.com to learn more. Apply today and help keep something truly special running smoothly.
This fall, help support families in our community by adding your fall favorites to our fall food pantry collection. Julie Karen State Farm is a permanent drop-off site for the food pantry, so it's easy to give anytime. Bring canned goods, pasta, rice, soups, peanut butter, or seasonal favorites like pumpkin puree and applesauce to help stock local shelves. Every donation makes a difference and keeps the spirit of giving alive this season. Stop by Julie Karen State Farm this fall and add your favorites to our food wagon. Like good neighbors, we can all be there.
Now, more than ever, keeping your home safe matters. Did you know most people who misuse prescription drugs get them from the medicine cabinet of a friend or family member? National Drug Takeback Day is Saturday, October 25th, from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the Richland Center Police Department, 470 South Main Street, Richland Center. It's the perfect time to clear out old or unused medications. Can't make it that day? No problem. There are four permanent medication drop box locations in our area: the Richland County Sheriff's Department, Richland Center Municipal Building, Center Pharmacy in Richland Center, and the Viola Village Hall. If you can't reach one of these, simply put wet coffee grounds or kitty litter in a plastic bag, mix in your medications, seal it, and toss it in the household trash. This is one crisis we have the power to control. Brought to you by the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County.
At Cardinal Glass CG, they believe a great job should come with great benefits. That's why they offer competitive wages, a 401k with monthly profit sharing, and career growth opportunities. Work in a clean, climate-controlled environment with both 8 and 12-hour shifts available. Night and weekend shifts even come with premium pay. If you're ready to start a career where hard work pays off, visit 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green. To apply in person, Monday through Friday, 9 to 3, or call 608-588-9831 today.
100.9 WRCO. One day I wanna be front porch sitting with no regrets. One day I wanna look back thinking, man, those were the good days. I'll call someday. They're gonna lay me down in that ground. Give me one day. Till then I'm gonna turn it up louder. Ain't gonna be afraid to fly. Gonna love a little harder. Raise them up higher. Burn the tires, set fire to every mile. That tick-tock keeps on ticking around the clock. When it's gonna stop, only the good Lord knows.
He's a little bit younger, call it baby. Drives me crazy, cause that used to be me. She knows all of your secrets, and your dive bars, and your back roads that you drive when you need to think. She gets to call your mama, talk about you, say she'll see her soon. She gets to do all the things I thought I'd always do. Ain't a day that I don't wish that I could be her, the way you hold her like you're never gonna leave her, how they love her in your hometown too. I'm jealous, I can't help it, I want every second that your hands are on her body, how you put her name in every prayer to God. She has it so good, but she has no clue. I'm jealous of myself when I had you. Gotta look at the pictures of you with her on my mirror, cause it still ain't took 'em down. And still got the t-shirt that you bought her at a concert. Now the tour dates are faded out. She gets to know your number, never wonder who's been on your mind. She gets to keep you up at night, and it's keeping me up tonight. Ain't a day that I don't wish that I could be her, the way you hold her like you're never gonna leave her, how they love her in your hometown too. I'm jealous, I can't help it, I want every second that your hands are on her body, how you put her name in every prayer to God. She has it so good, but she has no clue.
I'm Brian Clark. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office says the plan is in place for the return of hostages. Spokeswoman Shash Bedrosian says
the release of our hostages will begin early Monday morning. We are expecting all 20 of our living hostages to be released together at one time to the Red Cross.
And from there, they'll be sent to three different hospitals. The bodies of deceased hostages will be taken for identification. Israel will release prisoners once they've confirmed that all hostages were returned. Officials in Gaza say more than 500,000 people have returned since the ceasefire took effect. President Trump travels to Israel today. He'll meet with hostage families and address the Israeli parliament on Monday. It's day 12 of the government shutdown.